Chapter 1.
Get down, Fiona shouted, her voice ricocheting off the cavern walls. I reacted without thinking, dropping to my belly and making myself as flat as possible. An arrow whizzed past my right ear as I pressed my cheek against cool, rough stone. On the very edge of my vision, I could see Fiona laying a few feet behind me, one hand covering the back of her ducked head, the other beneath her, clutching the staff of Osiris. A horde of black-robed goons was pouring out through the gleaming golden exit of the tomb we'd just raided. Some 100 paces beyond Fiona, the sound of their footfall thundered up the cave, echoing off the walls, growing even louder. I rolled onto my left side, pulling the pistol from the holster strapped to my thigh. Curling upward, I aimed the gun over Fiona's auburn ponytail, targeting our pursuers. 2 bowmen fanned out from the head of the horde and settled into firing stances near the cavern walls. We were maybe 40 yards from reaching the mouth of the cave. With them firing on us, we would never make it out alive. Sweat coated my palms, but my grip on the gun remained steady. Just 3 rounds left. I had to make each shot count. I squeezed the trigger. The explosive crack of gunfire was magnified by the stone surrounding us, making my ears ring. My aim was true, and the bullet struck the nearest bowman in the shoulder. He spun around, black robes flaring out, and landed face first on the cavern floor. His comrades swarmed over him, but thankfully, none paused to retrieve his bow. The action must not have been programmed into them. Shifting my aim to the right, I focused on the other bowman nearest the tomb and pulled the trigger. Shit, I hissed as the bowman ducked behind a massive stalagmite. But I didn't lower my gun. I had 1 round left. I couldn't miss. If I did, we were dead. I inhaled deeply and held my breath and waited. Seconds passed. My pulse hammered in my ears. The horde drew ever closer. The bowman finally peeked out from behind the stalagmite, and I didn't hesitate. I squeezed the trigger, blinking reflexively. In that fraction of a second, the bullet struck the bowman in the abdomen. He stumbled back a few paces, then dropped to his knees and keeled over. I watched him for a moment, making sure he was really down. Belly shots were tricky, but thankfully, he didn't move again. Blowing out my breath, I shoved my pistol back into its holster and rolled onto my belly. The horde was halfway to us. We were running out of time. Let's go, I yelled to Fiona, scrambling up to my feet. As I lurched into a dead sprint, I could hear Fiona's boots slapping stone right behind me. The mouth of the cave, a bright beacon just ahead, beckoned us onward. Our pursuers were close on our heels, but daylight, safety, was mere paces away. I spared the quickest glance over my shoulder, the corner of my mouth raising in a faint smirk. They were too far behind us. They couldn't possibly catch us now. When I returned my attention to the way ahead, my eyes widened. The mouth of the cave opened to a sheer cliff high above the glittering Nile. I skidded to a halt, barely stopping myself from hurtling over the precipice. I thrust out my arm, sucking in a breath to warn Fiona to stop. It's the only way, she shouted, ramming into my arm and grabbing on with her free hand. I screamed as she yanked me over the edge, and down, down, down we fell. Cora? Fingers touched my shoulder through the cotton of my t-shirt. Real fingers, not virtual ones. Startled, I jumped out of my chair, tripping over the stocky pit bull lying at my feet. I stumbled into the desk off to the right, the cord of the virtual reality headset pulling tight between me and the console, and the jerky motion yanked the headset clean off my head. I lunged to the side, barely catching the headset by the cord before it crashed onto the hardwood floor. Roused from her slumber, my dog, Tila, ambled past me. Snorting derisively, she settled down near the dormant fireplace in the patch of rare March sunlight filtering in through the window, shooting me a baleful glance for the unwelcome disruption. Theo, I said, voice raised, fingers fumbling with a VR headset to angle the microphone toward my mouth. I'll be right back. Hang on.